Each character in this story is represented by a different instrument. The bird by the flute. The duck by the oboe.
Did you hear that little girl go, duck? Oh, there you go, Mike.
I love the oboe.
You were asking for some oboe. You were asking for some oboe.
That was like weeks ago.
It was. It's what a great memory I have.
Yeah, well, that's what.
I think you're
which
more
one
clarinet.
Is that the duck? Is it the
duck is the oboe.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course.
But you're more of a cat.
The grandfather.
Oh, this maybe.
By the bassoon.
Oh shit! That's the one I meant.
That's
it's a bassoon.
A bassoon.
Which is like an oboe but bigger.
Yeah. They're all wind instruments.
You're a wind instrument. See, that's a Phil Nickel kind of joke.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's not.
Yes,
it's a joke you made.
You know, you just take.
You just made. You
no,
just made
I'm
the joke.
I'm not going
to
get into it.
You're
right ruining away.
Peter and the Wolf. Can we not just listen to Peter and the Wolf?
The whole thing.
Let's
listen to the whole thing.
Okay.
And we'll talk. We'll talk through some bits and we'll listen to others.
Okay, sure. So you missed a joke.
Oh, this is live in front of children. Again with this.
Peter
is represented
by
the orchestra. Let's start again. This is horrible. Start again.
Yep.
Aww.
That's Peter.
Oh, Peter.
And the wolf was the.
And the wolf.
Oh, so warm. I just love that sound. Do you like a lot of classical music?
No.
Should we just let it play in the background?
No. Okay, I don't care.
I don't care either.
I don't care.
Fucking fuck.
But it turns out I wanted to hear an oboe.
You know what? I know.
But it turns out it was a bassoon. And that's
so
I'm glad.
So I've spent weeks trying to find this piece of music. By the Vancouver.
Is anyone buying this bullshit?
I spent weeks trying to find something. This is the Vancouver.
I had to go. You know what we're doing?
This is the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra, Mike.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah,
I remember they played the cartoon a lot in grade school, the Disney cartoon.
Wonderful. Oh, with who's the narrator in that? It's
is it George Saunders?
No, it's
but he's from that.
No, he plays all the monsters.
Yes, he's yes.
Ah, no,
he's the snake in Jungle Book.
Oh God.
Sterling.
What's his name?
Sterling Flogenhagen?
This is going to bug me now.
I think it's Sterling Flogenhagen.
Okay, while you figure it out, I'll just play a bit of this.
I am BD.
No, it's not. He's not. He plays
Peter and the Wolf.
It's someone really, really famous, isn't it? I want to say Ernest Borgnine, but it's not.
It's not and he's not really famous.
Ernest Borgnine is really famous. Ernest Borgnine was in the Poseidon Adventure. Mike, you're not even listening.
No, I'm looking up one thing at a time. Not Peter Billingsley. What am I? Peter Wolf. Not Wolf.
Peter Wolf. Oh,
he was in. What was that band?
Peter and the Wolf. What a great name for a band.
Is it Peter and the Wolf.
Not Peter and the Wolf. This is.
What a branch of a big tree.
Slowly becoming one of my least favorite.
This is a horrible
podcast. Episode. Yeah.
Peter and the Wolf.
Who
from
was
1946?
Who did it? It was someone really. If you know the answer, if you're listening to the podcast,
then phone the number at the bottom of the screen. Oh, but fuck! I don't. Let's do one again. This is ridiculous.
What?
Do the whole thing again.
Why?
Dude, because this is shit.
Why?
Because you got me on my phone.
Well, I didn't get you on your phone. I got you on your phone. Oh my God! You live in the nanny state, buddy. You put your phone out of your own pocket.
Stanley Newby? No.
Are you looking at pictures of your children now?
No, what is it? I have two children named Stanley Bilby.
Stanley and Bilby Wilmot. Stanley and Bilby Wilmot, you know them. They're your children.
No, I don't have children. What is... Peter...
Who was the narrator? Narrated by Richard Baker.
Who the hell is Richard Baker? Oh, that's the one from Vancouver.
Oh, look, here's a list of people that have done it. Being the narrator. Alice Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Like to hear that one. David Tennant. Doctor Who. Colm Feore.
Oh, I did a movie with Colm Feore.
Oh, here we go.
I did.
Should I drop any of these?
I did a movie with Colm Feore.
Have you done a movie with Willy Rushton?
No, I would have mentioned that.
Well, you didn't know. Sharon Stone, have you done a movie with her?
No.
Lenny Henry?
No.
David Attenborough?
I did a TV show with Lenny Henry.
Dame Edna Everage?
I won an award based on his character, on his real person.
John Gielgud? John Gielgud?
No, but I did blow with the night.
Ben, no, that was Ian McKellen.
Shh!
Oh, what I mean was... it was John Gielgud playing Ian McKellen.
Yeah, that's right. At the Alec Guinness Theater.
Ben Kingsley?
Huh?
Patrick Stewart. Oh, Star Trek.
I work with Star Trek with number one, Jonathan Franks, who worked with Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
And you worked with
Dr.
Sulu.
You know what they say, though? Number two tries harder.
Number two did try harder.
How about Sting?
No.
Christopher Lee?
No.
Peter Ustinov?
Aw.
Jonathan Winters?
Peter Ustinov said my favorite thing about Toronto when I was a kid.
Yeah?
Yeah, he said Toronto was like New York if it was run by the Swiss.
Oh.
I always thought that was right on the money.
I like that. I met Peter Ustinov. We did at our acting school at the University of Windsor in Ontario. We did a workshop with Peter Ustinov.
Amazing.
And he sat on a great big throne.
Did he do impersonations of all the other actors?
He just told stories, and people were asking him like silly questions. Like, I want to know about acting. And they were all asking about, did you meet this famous person? What was Phyllis Diller
like? Were they mentally handicapped, Phil? Is that why they're asking these questions?
No,
and now you're ridiculing these kids that are mentally challenged, clearly.
They were from
asking a famous actor.
No, they were from Detroit.
From all retards.
Paul Hogan? Have you worked with Paul Hogan?
No.
Jonathan Winters.
No, I did meet
one of the funniest all time.
I did
meet
Rickles.
You met Don Rickles.
Yeah, I met Don Rickles.
Oh, wow.
Shook Don Rickles' hand.
Is this just an episode of us saying famous people we've met? What's the story?
It's way fucking better than the beginning. What's this fucking choice of fucking Peter and the Wolf shit?
You asked for Peter and the Wolf.
That was weeks ago.
And now you've got it.
But I was ready for it weeks ago. Yeah, now that's way in the past. No, it's in the history books.
Now we're talking about it.
It's in the history books.
What's the story of Peter and the Wolf?
I don't know. It's some wolf trying to... And you think one of them is dead, but it isn't. I think it's the duck. Comes out. Everyone's crying for the duck. One of them gets killed. It makes you cry.
William F. Buckley Jr.?
Does he get killed?
No, it's
you know who killed him? Gore Vidal. Gore Vidal killed him. In a debate. I was just watching the documentary.
Why? How did he kill him? What did he do?
He made him break down. He ended up calling Gore Vidal a queer, and he was going to punch him, and it was going to hurt so much.
Oh, right, really?
Yeah, he broke down. Yeah, he broke down because his intellectual superior, Gore Vidal, didn't come in all half-assed.
But William F. Buckley Jr. sounds pretty intelligent.
He's not a dummy, but Gore Vidal was prepared. And that's a lesson to all you kids out there.
Yeah.
Be prepared. You have to be prepared.
Uh-huh.
Which, by the way, is what the actual story of Peter the Wolf is about. Is you have to be prepared for wolves.
Absolutely.
Particularly if you're a young boy.
Peter lives at his grandfather's house in a forest clearing. Did you know that?
Is this what you're doing?
What?
Behind the computer?
No.
It's no longer dialogue. I'll say something, then you read something from
the
computer.
No, Peter helps them take the wolf to the zoo.
They're taking a wolf to the zoo. What?
Yeah.
What, to see the boys? Is that like a wolf zoo?
Yeah.
You go to a wolf zoo and there's like, now that'd be more of a cafeteria for wolves. Just a bunch of young boys.
You know what the listener is told?
What?
If you listen.
Speaking of being a predator to young boys, did Kevin Spacey do any of the narrating?
If you
Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that work out to have been a perfect story to tell on our podcast? If you listen carefully.
You'll hear the duck quacking inside the wolf's belly because the wolf, in his hurry, had swallowed her alive. That's what you hear. And that must be your oboe inside your bassoon.
See, I think in the movie, it hid in a log and the wolf looked like it tore it up. And you see feathers fly.
Yeah, but eats his whole.
But
so that's what they...
No, that's like that old joke. Did he eat her whole? No, he spit that part out.
Hang on a minute.
Well, you can look that up.
No, I was going to put the rap music on, but I've
erased it. We did rap last time.
I know, but I was going
to
do it.
You made me listen to that fucking horrible Rodney Dangerfield rap, and it was stuck in my head for a week.
You didn't listen to it.
I did.
No, we didn't.
For a week. Oh.
You never listened to the show.
No, but...
Oh, I did play it to you.
You played it for me after we did the podcast. It was last week, you forget already. And I was walking around for like a whole week singing, No Respect. No respect.
Should we come clean and just say it's not last
everyone
week?
Everyone knows.
No, some people are going to think it's... We say it's last
I
week.
I don't know. I don't think the people that you tell that this is all pretend would actually believe us.
I think people suspend their disbelief. And I think if you say we did this last week, they go, they must have done it last week. People don't look into that closely.
You know, when I found out that about Game 73 when I was a kid, that they did it all in a week, I felt a bit betrayed.
Why?
Because they always say, we'll see you tomorrow. You're on Match Game 73. Yeah, but it wasn't really tomorrow.
We're doing...
Lying motherfuckers.
We're doing that now.
That's what I'm saying.
You're calling yourself a lying motherfucker.
But now I'm grown up and I don't feel that...
Lying motherfucker.
I want for the people to listen to this, I don't want them to feel betrayed.
A lying motherfucker.
But if they do feel betrayed, they must be children. Because you're... Or very simple.
That could be the title of your rap album, Lying Motherfucker.
I don't do rap. Phil, and we're not...
Carol Channing? Have you ever worked with Carol Channing?
No, but I would have loved you. That would have been... Was that me trying to... I think that was me attempting... Wasn't she the Broadway star?
Carol Channing!
I'm Carol Channing!
David Bowie?
David Bowie, no.
I remember you had him around here once. And you
David,
know,
no, that's David Noe. He was a tribute guy.
Mia Farrow?
Mia Farrow, no, yeah. But one of her kids came over. He was crying.
Peter or the Wolf?
No, Peter Wolf.
Rob Reiner. Have you worked with Rob?
No, I worked with his dad, Carl.
You worked with Carl Reiner?
I did a movie with Carl Reiner.
You did a movie with Carl Reiner?
I did a movie with Carl Reiner in 1995.
What?
Called That Old Feeling.
Was it about you?
It was Bette Midler and Dennis Farina, and I play Guest at Wedding.
Whoa.
That's right, baby.
I'm going to dial it up and put it on the end. How about Ralph Richardson?
No, but I did coke with him.
How about Kiyo Sakamoto? Oh, I love Sakamoto. Yeah, that was in Japanese.
Oh, I bet.
Yuriko? Yuriko?
Yeah?
She would never say yes.
I know. She would. That's her character.
She just put her head
I'm
in the door.
I'm just thinking it's time we
Yuriko's
spoke
not here.
For her.
Yuriko's not here.
But you'll never know.
She did a gig in Brussels in December. She hasn't come home yet.
She has.
Richard Attenborough.
Richard Attenborough. Oh, no. But I did work with his brother, David.
Sean Connery?
Yes. Sean and I did coke together.
By the way, if you've lost the thread, these are all people that have narrated Peter and the Wolf.
Keep going.
I'm going.
Are we until the one we've
Gary Moore, Leonard Bernstein, Captain Kangaroo.
Is there one that says
Captain Kangaroo. Have you worked
no.
with Captain Kangaroo?
Holloway?
I did a movie with Captain Kangaroo in 1992.
I pet a kangaroo.
Jose Ferrer? Don't look at your phone.
I pet a Jose Ferrer, too.
And here's the one I was thinking of. Boris Karloff.
Boris Karloff. He didn't play a bunch of monsters. He played Frankenstein's monster.
Well, that's a pretty good monster.
He did The Mummy. That was another sort of a monster.
He was on The Mummy.
A mummy's not a monster.
It's on The Mummy, maybe.
A mummy's a mummy, but not a monster.
A mummy's a monster.
No, a mummy is in a monster movie, but it isn't really a monster. It's the remains.
The living dead.
It's
that's no, a monster. That's it, monstrous.
A mummy is something.
It's a monster. It's a monster. Mummy's a monster.
A moving mummy's a monster. A still mummy is
my mummy's
is
not a monster.
Your mum's wonderful.
My mummy's wonderful. But your mummy is...
She's wonderful too.
Wonderful too. Peter Ustinov, who I've met. Did I mention that?
Yes.
And
he said a great thing about Toronto. Are we on a loop now? Is that what's happening?
It's a monstrous loop. Alec Guinness. We're going back now. Just going back down. Oh, we're right down to the original, though.
What's the original?
Eleanor Roosevelt. Did you work
with
her?
No, no. Go up from Eleanor.
Movies?
Because it's better than going down on Eleanor. Hey-oh, Roosevelt.
Don't hit the table.
All right.
Sterling Holloway.
That's the name.
Sterling Holloway.
Was the Scrooge. Snitch. He's the snake.
And he played Scrooge.
He's the snake.
He's Scrooge.
No, that's Alistair Sim.
No, Sterling Holloway played Scrooge in the musical Scrooge.
Well, Sterling Holloway is the snake in the Jungle Book. Yeah.
Let's. I'm gonna look up Sterling Holloway and see where
put his voice on at the end of this.
Oh God, is that all I do? Is that all I am? Is this a kind of weird radio show?
This one seems like a long one because it started off so bad.
It started off great, and I just think you're being cruel now.
No, I'm not being cruel. It was horrible. I was on the phone.
Oh, here we go. Sterling Holloway.
He's the snake.
You know, he's even more famous than that
because he's Winnie the Pooh.
He's Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, that's right. Or Winnie the Shit. See, that's like your kind of joke.
No, it's not.
It is.
I would never make that joke.
You made it in your head and you didn't say it.
No.
You made it in your head. Don't lie to me, Phil.
Never.
You made it in your head.
In a million years.
It's in there now.
You know, Sterling Holloway. I'm just seeing if I'm... Maybe he didn't play Scrooge.
No, he wasn't Scrooge.
No, my God.
You're wrong.
He played the adult flower in Bambi. No, well, this is... What a waste of time that was. I'm sure he played Scrooge.
No, he didn't play Scrooge.
I'm going to find Scrooge.
No.
He's in the Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone.
He was in Untouchables.
He's a snake.
Gilligan's Island, of course.
Yeah.
Who wasn't? Did you do
it? I did Coke with the Skipper.
And 1984, did the voiceover for Libby's Baked Beans. Speaking of baked beans.
I eat a lot of those.
You didn't. You're not, you're Well, not that you're not well. You have to control a condition.
Right, and it's the best carbs you can get because it gives you protein and it gives you carbs. It's the bean. If you can get a bean with the low sugar count in the bean, which you can get in this country, no added sugar.
No sugar.
Is all you need. That's power food, man. It's power food.
Yep.
I'm doing some later. I did 6 kilometers today. 6 in a row.
I tell you, I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape. I don't get a break with nothing. I played hide and seek when I was 3.
No respect, no respect.
Why they wouldn't even look for me?
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, I never had fun.
No respect, no respect.
They took me to a dog show and I won.
No respect, no respect.
When I was born, I brought no joy.
No respect, no respect.
My old man said he wanted a boy.
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, always alone.
No respect, no respect.
Halloween, I had a trick-or-treat over the phone.
No respect, no respect.
Friends don't call, my phone don't ring. I don't get a break with anything.
What's the matter, Rodney?
Ah, death, where is my sting?
It's just rapping, Rodney. Ain't that your type? No, no. Rapping, Rodney. Get out of sight. It's just rapping, Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old rapping, Rodney. Can't get a break.
I'm getting old, it's hard to face.
No respect, no respect.
But during sex, I lose my place.
No respect, no respect.
Steak and sex, my favorite pair.
No respect, no respect.
I have them both the same way, very rare.
No respect, no respect.
I know I'm old, I could go any minute.
No respect, no respect.
I got a kidney-shaped pool with a stone in it.
No respect, no respect.
And Dr. Vinnie Boombots, that's another one.
No respect, no respect.
I said I want to stop aging. He gave me a gun.
No respect, no respect.
I told him I got water on the knee. He gave me a sponge and raised his fee.
What's the matter, Rodney?
Ah, it ain't easy being me.
It's just rapping, Rodney. Ain't that your type? No, no. Rapping, Rodney. Get out of sight. It's just rapping, Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old rapping, Rodney. Can't get a break.
Nothing goes right, I just can't fight it.
No respect, no respect.
Well, Eastern Airlines thanked me for flying United.
No respect, no respect.
I got some money, what did I do?
No respect, no respect.
I bought some quicksand, the deal fell through.
No respect, no respect.
My car broke down, I called AAA.
No respect, no respect.
They left the car and towed me away.
No respect, no respect.
I can't take it no more, I'm getting too old.
No respect, no respect.
I called suicide prevention, they put me on hold.
No respect, no respect.
Winter, summer, spring and fall, I'm always up against a wall.
What's the matter, Rodney?
I don't get no respect at all.
It's just rapping, Rodney. Ain't that too tight? No, no. Rapping, Rodney. Get out of sight. It's just rapping, Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old rapping, Rodney. Can't get a break.
It's getting worse. It's caving in. The heaviness, I can't take it no more. It's all over. Now, where are my kids? Somebody help me. Hey, bartender. Hey, who's that guy with my daughter? Where's my wallet? How do I get out of here?